Episode 376, Don't Look Back.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on
Happy, happy day, sweet sisters. What have you been up to lately? Are you just kind of getting in your groove and loving your week? I pray that you are. Today, you know, I just want us to talk about something that's real important. You want to move forward in life, but the problem is you're always looking behind you. And we want to have that inspiration, motivation to keep going, to keep pressing ahead. But you can't do that if you're looking behind you. That's what's holding you back. If you want to move forward to get different results, don't look back. You don't want to go that direction. If you're tired of doing the same old thing in your life, don't look back. Think about it. We were made to walk what? Forward. We can walk backwards and we can walk sideways. But if we want to get to a specific place, a destination, we need to do what? Walk forward. Yeah, we weren't told to walk backwards. We weren't created that way. In fact, we'd look a little silly, quite frankly. And so in your life, same thing. Apply it that every single time you look behind you, you're getting stuck in the past. You're bringing up those old thoughts. Throw them away. You don't need to be there. Don't look back. Because what happens is you're chaining yourself to the past. You're not learning from it. If you want to be a prisoner of your past, then that's the way to do it. Continue to look back. But that's not where you want to be. You want to grow. You want to move forward. Looking back causes you to get stuck. You sit in the would haves and the should haves. And that becomes your ultimate focus. And then when you're just really having a tough day, like you're just not feeling well because it's the winter and, you know, the flu and the runny noses and all that setting in. You got a sore throat and you just don't feel like yourself. Don't look back, because when you are looking back, then you feel that much more worse. It holds you. It traps you. Don't look back. It engulfs you. Instead, you want more. You desire to take your passion and share it with the world. You want to do something different. You want to live on purpose. You actually want to influence and impact. But you can't do that when you're looking behind you all the time. It's not fun to do that, really. I got up this morning and I didn't want to get up. But I had no choice because the kids have to go to school. I got to take them, et cetera, et cetera. So yes, the day begins whether I wanted it to begin or not. And today was a workout day. And I have a different schedule every single day on my training days. Now, I don't like to call them workout days. I call them training days. So bear with me here. So it's a training day. And I did not want to train. And so after I took my daughter to school, I was like, it was so cold. And we actually had some flurries over the night. We got about an inch and a half of snow. So not enough really to shovel. And I was like, I'm not going to shovel. I'm going to be training today. So I was a little cold because I did shovel at least out to the bus stop area where the boys get on. And I find myself then coming home. I'm already in my training clothes. I already got my athletic wear on. Shoes are on, everything. Because if I have it on, then it's much easier for me not to do it. So that's a big trick for me. And so instead, I sit down on my bed and I'm like, oh, my soft, fun little blanket looks so warm here. So I went to snuggle up with it. Next thing you know, I fell asleep. Yes, I did. Now, some of you might say, oh, well, you didn't train today. Oh, baloney, I did train today. Don't look back. See, the old self in me would have been one who said, oh man, I just wasted 30, 45 minutes. My day's gone. I really need to go out and take a shower. I've got so much to do around the house. It's an early out for the kiddos. And so I'm very limited. No, I did not. That was my old self. Instead, I said, no, I'm going to be progressive. Even though I lost a little bit of time, obviously my body needed it, or I wouldn't have just naturally fallen back to sleep, because I didn't lay down to fall asleep. I laid down to get warm because I was shivering and I don't like to be cold. And so I thought, okay, I'll warm up first and then I'll go work out. Well, yeah, that didn't happen initially. So finally, when I did wake up, I was still dressed. Woohoo. I thought, oh man, I did second guess myself. I thought, nope, get up, go train. And I loved how I felt afterwards. I had an amazing conversation with myself. I worked hard. I sweated it out. I mean, my bench was like dripping. I was dripping. It was an awesome training day. But if I would have gone and focused on don't look back and kept looking the wrong direction, would I have ever made it to my training room? No, I wouldn't have. You have to inspire yourself sometimes and do what you don't want to do. You have to look in the direction you want to go. Think about it when you're driving. Okay, maybe if you're driving now, don't try this, please, if you're behind the wheel. But you can probably relate to it. And when you're driving, especially down the highway, and you're kind of cruising, and you're going at a nice, easy speed, and everything's good, flow of traffic, it's not real heavy. And so you notice something off to the side. Next thing you know, what happens to the car? It begins to drift that direction. You go where you look. It's natural. If you're walking and you're looking over, you're going to not walk in a straight line. You're going to start drifting and going in that direction. Same with your life. Don't look back. If you're looking back, you're only going backwards. You're becoming a prisoner of your past. You don't want that. You want to learn from it and grow from it. In order to learn and grow, you have to look in the direction you want to go. And that's forward. Do the things that are tough. That's what inspires you. Do what you don't think you can do. That's what motivates you. Take aim today. Action ignites motivation. Don't look back. Only look forward. Make the day count with every single breath that you take. Why? Because you matter. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.